This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across the country, as well as on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, the website. And we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets across America. Not to forget about our independent stations that have been dropped in for just good measure around the country as well. And, of course, we're also broadcasting streaming on the Internet off my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, GCN Live, and a lot of these same stations are carrying the stream. So you can hear us that way. If you don't hear us on the radio, you can get us off the Internet. You can always get it when the show's live off my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Just scroll down, and there it is. And, of course, we're on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, we thank you very much, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang out there getting the mail delivered wherever it needs to go, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and everything else that's needed to get us moving around there as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Captain's America on Twitter. And our website's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and find out all the great things we have to offer. And you can also hear and see the connections that you can make to go listen to people like our next guest, who's back for hour number two, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
I think you're in your Bermuda shorts and sandals and a T-shirt because it's warm out there, right?
That's right. California dream.
All right. Well, it's warm here. It's still 86 degrees right now and partly cloudy skies, so we're having a humid night, if you will. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we understand and we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because we know our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we had a situation yesterday where a West Philadelphia teenager has been arrested and charged amid a terrorism investigation for allegedly communicating with a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. And he wanted to support them. He wanted to do whatever it is they needed to do. And he asked them if there was something that he could help out doing, so they gave him a target. And thank goodness, before he was able to go after the target, they realized what was going on, because he got caught, you know, with his communications on the Internet. And the rest is history. Now, that's getting close.
It's too close for comfort, Captain. We understand that this particular person, 17-year-old, a boy, we understand, received guidance from this Al-Qaeda-linked group on how to make an IED,
yep.
And then also how to find what he needed. And the FBI then observed him purchasing these kinds of materials in addition to outdoor or tactical gear just prior to their arrest of him, yes.
So they got lucky, and they got another one off the street, thank God, right?
Yes, very much so. To be radicalized in this way or to seek out such a communication is, you know, obviously, you know, you're going against your own country. This is terrible.
Now, Donald Trump is having a little bit of interesting luck, if you will, if you want to call it luck, when it comes to these judges and these DAs that are going after him on the four different indictments he's got going now, right?
Right, the fourth indictment, yes.
And in the federal one, one of the federal ones, because there's three of them that are federal, one that's state, in the federal one involving U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan, she had previously declared that the 2020 Black Lives Matter protests were mostly peaceful and expressed anger about the 45th president, Donald Trump, remaining free and out on the street when they were arresting these Black Lives Matter people and locking them up.
Well, yeah, I suppose everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but if you're a judge and you've made statements like this in public before, even, you know, on the record, basically, that certainly does seem to become a grounds for making a case about bias. I mean, how can the defendant get a fair trial if the judge thought they ought to be locked up to begin with?
And why should you be a judge to begin with if you're promoting violence and the fact that, well, it's mostly peaceful. They were peaceful. Really? Fires? Burning down, busting windows and burning stores? That's peaceful?
Yeah, setting cities on fire. Well, it just goes to show, Captain, how deeply embedded, how far politically gone so many people are, unfortunately, about this kind of thing. And it doesn't seem to be clear thinking at all, does it?
No. Now, we're going to break. And when we come back from the break, I've had a lot of people ask me if I would just kind of fill them in on the fires again. I've had a lot of messages in the interim. So I'm going to try to let you know what's going on, but don't go anywhere. Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday Morning Edition.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And don't forget tonight, Tuesday night, at Mugs on Icott, there in Largo, and on Omerton. And we'll be there in the Icott Center at Mugs, and the Tampa Bay Trump Club will be there from 6:30 to 8:30. Always a lot of fun and great speakers, great conversation, great camaraderie with like-minded people. We welcome you to stop on by and see what it is that's going on, and you just might like it, and you just might come to the meetings that we have there every other month on the third Tuesday of the month. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
I've had a lot of people asking me a lot of questions about the fire, the Maui fire, and the people that they've lost. I'm just going to call it 100 people because it's definitely going to be that and then some based on the bits and pieces of information that we're getting. But large wildfires were once very rare in Hawaii, but not so much anymore. Because over the last week, several wildfires have burned hundreds of acres in Hawaii and utterly decimating Lahaina, I believe I'm saying that right, the heart of Maui. Now, it's killed 100 people thereabouts as of Monday, burning multiple homes and businesses. I guess about 4,000 to 5,000 structures have been either burnt to the ground or damaged or seriously destroyed, or seriously damaged or destroyed, rather. And forcing people to flee into the ocean for safety. It's the deadliest American wildfire blaze that we've had in the last century. And some of the things that made it that way were dry vegetation and the drought. The dry, hot weather, which provides the foundation for extreme wildfires by sucking moisture out of vegetation and essentially turning it into kindling, which means it's going to burn very quickly. Plus, there's some chemicals in some of that stuff. And strong winds, Hurricane Dora, of course, was on the other side of the island. The right side was coming around with winds gusting to 85 miles an hour. Dora is now a typhoon moving away from Maui. It did not hit Maui, but the winds that preceded it helped to take the fire and make it into an inferno and make it totally uncontrollable. Wind is the worst enemy you can have with a wildfire because you have no idea where it's going to go. And then something that I did a little checking on, the grass that they had provided a lot of fuel because humans have been bringing more non-native grass to Hawaii because they wanted some of that grass that they had when they were back in the States. So they decided to plant some in their front yard. And some of them are the sort that burns more quickly than the native species that was there. So that was another perfect storm, if you will, right?
Exactly.
Now, the conditions, as well as the closeness of the homes in many places, made the infrastructure worse and created problems there because the closer the buildings are together, when you have a fire like that, the more that it's probably going to catch the next place, the next place, the next place, and keep on moving. And with the winds, that made it very easily. But the bottom line is that they weren't prepared for this. The fire departments and the emergency management people should have been training for this. They should have been testing their alarm system and not relying on a cell phone tower that can go down at any time for just normal service, if no other reason. But they chose to alert people via the cell phone, and that went downhill very quickly because they lost the cell towers with the speed of the fire that was moving. It destroyed the towers, and then it was just a sequence of things. So I hope they learned from this. But what we've got going on right now is they've still got tourists on Maui, lots of tourists. And the people don't have a place to stay because normally where would they put them, Kyle? But in the hotels, right?
Right.
There's no hotel rooms. So now they're staying kind of like outdoors and makeshift shelters, and they're trying to put up some different things as they can to help these people out. And they're actually politely asking the tourists if they wouldn't mind leaving and giving up their room to someone locally that might need to have it because the government's ready to pay for the rooms. So I don't know what's going to happen next, but, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to these people because this is worse than any hurricane that you've ever seen. If you've seen the destruction and the level of damage done, it's just hard to fathom, isn't it?
It really is. Heartbreaking is not even close.
And the only thing I can compare this to is Hiroshima. That's what it looks like.
Well, the devastation is almost complete, unfortunately, yes.
Now let's talk about something different like COVID. New COVID vaccines are on the way, Kyle, as the Eris variant is rising.
Well, that's right. You know, are we all getting vaccinated for Christmas or something like that?
I hear it coming, don't you?
Well, of course, you know, but I don't know that a lot of people are going to want to do that.
I don't either.
It's something obviously you want to talk about with your doctor. Your doctor may recommend it based on their own expertise and your own medical situation. But as a general thing, I think that the population is going to say, I don't want to do any more vaccines for COVID. I just have a feeling that will be the reaction.
Well, what I do is I get a flu shot every year, okay? And I didn't. I'm not going to vary from doing that. I'm going to have a flu shot when it comes time to do that. I guess I could do it now if I wanted, but I don't want to. I'll wait a little bit longer. I usually wait till Labor Day. That's kind of like the signal. But I'll get a flu shot, and that'll kind of take care of me.
Well, right. And a lot of people do. Absolutely.
That's what I do. Now,
yep.
I don't know if you've heard this or not, but there's a YAF poll that reveals that the young people are very disappointed in the system that they find themselves living in, and they want to change the system. Well, I don't know how they're going to do that to you.
Well, I think that they're very disappointed, especially as it regards to Joe Biden, his age. And age isn't the only factor. It's not a hard and fast factor.
They see incompetence on his part.
Exactly. And on his part, he seems to really exhibit the idea of someone who's grown old and is not able to really function well anymore. Of course, if you're looking at voters under 30, 59% of those voters under 30 voted for Biden in 2020, we understand. But overall, the young people out there who are in college right now, perhaps, maybe they're 21, 22, 23 years old, they're disillusioned for I think very understandable reasons. And so it's incumbent upon the GOP, if, for example, because the Democrats try really, really hard, but it's incumbent upon the GOP to try to connect and communicate with what's going to be important to these young people. And I think number one is going to be, can they live the American dream? Are they going to be saddled with enormous debt? Will they really ever own anything? As we head towards really what becomes a subscription sort of economy, that you really don't own anything ever because you're just going to rent this kind of stuff, or you're just going to lease, you're going to rent your car, lease your house, that or your apartment. How are they going to build wealth the way that the generations before them have?
Well, it's tax deductible if you want to do it that way. Maybe that's what they're looking for, is a tax deduction.
Could be, but I think they also want to know that there's going to be some kind of stability moving forward, and they see a lot of instability, unfortunately, not just on the world stage, but in the idea of what's happening internally in our country right now.
Now, the media outlets are labeling the viral country song, which country song it is, I don't know, about the working class as right-wing. Is it the one about the one that got everybody all riled up here a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago?
No, it's by an artist named Oliver Anthony, I think. It's called Rich Men North of Richmond.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. All right, yeah, I did hear that. Okay.
Yeah, so exactly, yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that song?
That's a good question. Well, you know, it's just like any other songs or any other kind of expression. Some people may find that it's somehow offensive to them, but we understand his. I have not really heard the song. I've heard parts of it, but people are up in arms about working class.
Okay, hold that thought because we're going to take a break so our working class can find out what it is we're up to. Kathy's going to tell everybody, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. There are signs prosecutors in Georgia may soon announce whether former President Trump will be indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. The Democratic Fulton County District Attorney has been investigating Trump and his allies for more than 2 years. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. The deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history has claimed at least 96 lives. David, a resident of Lahaina, got in a vehicle with friends to flee, but the roads were gridlocked.
I ran out of the car and ran
running for my life. Ran down to the ocean. I was only a quarter mile from the ocean. And they stayed in their car. There. Three of my friends in one car and two dogs died.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green is warning that crews could find 10 to 20 people per day, probably until they finish. Gas prices are on the rise, inching toward the $4 mark across the country. According to AAA, the national average for regular unleaded hit $3.85. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Mooncare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And don't forget, with Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they definitely will help you out with whatever the problem is that you're having. I'd gone to two specialists before I went to them, and they found out what my problem was and treated me for it. It was almost to the point to where it might have been a little bit too late, but they did get me on the right track, and thank goodness they did, because it literally saved my life, because what was going on with me would have definitely killed me. So it's that simple. And if you're having problems and you're not going anywhere, I would strongly suggest to you that you get a hold of Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. 727-896-4615 is the phone number. 727-896-4615. Set up an appointment, have them take a look at you, and you might be surprised with the results. Okay, back over to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics we go. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, I can't wait to see this take place. The Biden administration is looking to build housing on the southern border to hold illegal immigrants. What are they going to do, build a bunch of skyscrapers?
Well, you know, I think here we go again with something that the Biden administration, instead of securing the border, I guess we're now going to start building areas, I guess, in order to help house them, at least temporarily. And unfortunately, most people in the country, Captain, I think would rather see the border actually be secured.
Do you think the people that live in those border towns want to see this? I don't.
No. What they intend to do here looks like this is, again, designed to give illegals that cross the border more freedom than what they call a traditional detention, according to reports.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens to be continued. Now, in Montana, a little bit of a surprise, when a judge sided with a youth activist group in a landmark climate change case. What's that all about?
Well, what this has to do with is that you've got the lawsuit basically talked about the idea that state agencies' use of I guess what they call fossil fuels impacts the environment such that it violates their constitutional rights. Those who brought this suit.
Okay.
And the judge wrote in this, Montana's emissions, and this again caused by state vehicles or state operations, emissions and climate change have been proven to be a substantial factor in causing climate impacts to Montana's environment and harm and injury to the youth of Montana, basically. Just paraphrasing at the end there. So this is, again, a very interesting case. Could become an establishing sort of case for other similar things in other states, perhaps. But if the state uses fossil fuels, they're violating your constitutional rights, evidently.
Now,
the Supreme Court.
Now, in San Francisco, which is a place up the road from you, a piece, right?
Yeah, about 8 hours or so, yeah.
Well, that's if you drive slow. If you drive fast, you can be there in, what, six?
Somewhere in there, six or seven, probably.
All right, but San Francisco, prices are sinking. Prices of what, houses?
Of property in general.
And
that's
property,
right.
And property owners now want a tax cut when San Francisco, I think we just talked about this a week or two ago, San Francisco has lost millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in taxable revenue.
Well, that's right. So you have large landlords like Brookfield Corp and Blackstone. We've all heard of Blackstone, perhaps. They've filed for the assessment cuts here just recently. You know, because whether or not you're retail, whether you're an office building, so forth, all that foot traffic has gone down so very low. Even Los Angeles, I was just reading earlier today, foot traffic to office buildings are just incredibly low compared to what they were pre-pandemic. And people really aren't returning to the offices these days. Companies are making some kinds of mandates, but it's very slow going. And the traditional office building as we knew it, I think prior to 2020, may not ever return, simply because work has become a hybrid proposition now.
Good Lord. All right. So now let's talk about one of the congressional representatives there, Mr. Kiley, says that the San Francisco crime is so out of control that employees are being instructed not to drive to work. And I heard something about that yesterday with the federal office building. That was the case. They told people to stay at home because it wasn't safe to park their cars in the parking garage and walk to their offices.
Well, that's right. And I've heard some eyewitnesses or people interviewed for various reports saying, yeah, you don't walk around at, after 6 o'clock at night all by yourself. It's just too dangerous. So this is Representative Kevin Kiley, of course, Republican out of California, talks about the failed policies, radical politics and public corruption, which is causing these problems for employees. I don't know, Captain. There have been retail stores, right, that
yeah.
had to shut down because their employees just weren't safe in the store.
Yeah. Janet Yellen, she's not exactly a spring chicken, right?
I suppose not, yeah.
She's up there in age, you think?
I think so, yeah.
Well, maybe this is why she said this statement. Janet Yellen says the U.S. economy is on track for stable growth thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. Didn't Biden come out the last 24, 48 hours or something and say that the Inflation Reduction Act didn't really do anything or some words to that effect? But that's the consensus. The Inflation Reduction Act really didn't do anything for inflation. And here we go. Here comes Janet Yellen.
She's playing the company line.
Yeah, it's all about going out there and just kind of spinning stuff and selling it. And making people try to make people think that, yeah, I guess things aren't as bad as they were, but they're still incredibly high, and I don't know that we're going to see major relief anytime soon.
Well, if you want to spin something and make it relatively low, how about trying to figure out how to get the price of gasoline down? Well, I know how to do that.
Well, that's, of course, yeah, you produce more.
Drill, baby, drill. Yep, put a glut out there in the market and have the refineries working as hard as they can. And by the way, we do need another refinery or two here in this country.
Well, that's right. But the whole point is, from the Democrat perspective or from the left, I think a lot of Democrats would love to be able to drill for oil and get the prices down. But the elite in the Democrat Party, they are dead set against any more drilling. They, you know, people are being told gas is a bad thing. And Joe Biden even campaigned on the idea that he was going to get rid of it.
By the way, good morning to James up in Georgia. He just said, good morning. $25 billion to the Ukraine, while Hawaii needs $6 billion. When it's spending, when is the spending going to stop? The economy sucks, and the American people need that money. Let's go, Brandon. Yeah, I agree with you. But in the case of priorities right now, James, and thanks for the little message there. In the case of the priorities, we need to be sending money to our own people in Hawaii that have been devastated by this horrible disaster, and not the Ukraine. Come on.
Well, we sent billions to Ukraine, and that's to ostensibly do something that's, you know, an ongoing problem. Is going to, we all know that war is going to continue on for the foreseeable future. But to get people in our own country something that they really need right away, isn't that what the government is there to help to do?
Supposedly. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more in our next Truckers Highway Bible Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and myself will be right back with more. In the meantime, it's Tuesday. You know what that means.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Never mind, a girl could make me feel the way that you do. You're all right. Whenever I'm out.
double feature there, Kyle. Who's that band?
Well, once again, the incomparable Rare Earth.
And that was another one of their big songs, Get Ready. And that was, gosh, that must have been 60, maybe 68, I think.
Somewhere there. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, both of those songs are in the 67, 68 range, somewhere in there. Because I remember, along with the Janis Joplin and the Jimi Hendrix stuff that they were playing on the helicopters when they'd fly over the VC to try to draw a fire, that would be one of the songs they'd be playing.
Oh, really? Wow.
It sound with the drum going bang, 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 like that. It sounded like they were shooting at him so it'd get their attention. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, let's go out west and see what the heck's going on out there in the weather, my friend.
All right, well, we continue to have excessive heat warnings for our friends in Phoenix right now. Looks like 93 degrees here in the middle of the night. We continue excessive heat warnings just as you cross over from Arizona into California around Blythe. This along I-10. That's going to stick with you, of course, until you head over towards Desert Center. Also, Indio, Palm Springs area, you want to be aware of that. We continue with excessive, well, pardon me, heat advisories all the way up the Central Valley of California. Excessive heat warnings up the Portland coast, up through Seattle. Excessive heat warning covering most of the state of Washington and most of the state of Oregon's under a heat advisory. Same thing for northern Idaho right now. And we got a huge fire weather watch going on in northwestern Montana. So do be careful out there.
Yeah, I see that. You got a little bit of rain in Colorado tonight. It looks like on both sides of I-25, so might get a little sloshy up there. Okay, well, let's take a look at, I'll go to Michigan first. Up along I-94 and just north of Detroit and all the way across from the east side of Michigan to the west side of Michigan, right up along the Lake Michigan, you've got an area of rain. You've got quite a bit of flooding going on in the low-lying area of western Michigan towards Lake Michigan on the east side there. So be advised of that. It's about 50 miles up off the state line with Indiana, but quite a bit of flooding in there. Some flooding up towards Sandusky tonight. If you're traveling up that way, so be careful listening to us on AM 660 up in that area. And got a little bit of flooding around Toledo, lake flooding, and then we pick it up again around Buffalo over towards Oswego. And then going back on down into the lower part of New York State, southeastern New York, from Binghamton all the way across to Poughkeepsie, you've got rain, some flood watches and warnings in there. Got rain up in the Poconos, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, on down towards Allentown, PA, over into the northern part of Jersey, and over into Long Island, and up into Connecticut. Definitely have rain and some flood watches and warnings over there. And we've got some flooding going on tonight right now. Along the North Carolina mountain ranges up in there, those little streams and whatnot, looks like they're over their banks up there. 81 running up through there, you'll probably see it in the eastern part of Tennessee as you get headed up the gorge, going up 81 towards Virginia. And then in Virginia, you've got a pocket of rain up in there right now on 81, just over the line, about 40 or 50 miles. And coming on over to the coastline, from Norfolk down to about Florence, South Carolina, you've got an area of 90 to 95 degree temperatures today, maybe 100. There's some areas that could touch that. And then the high heat warning continues all the way down to the bottom of Florida. If you're going down 95 or coming down 75 from Atlanta, you'll be in it all the way south. Things aren't that bad north of there, but to the south, definitely the heat's in the deep south today, coming across I-10 all the way across to Houston, and then coming around down towards the valley, down towards Brownsville, over towards Eagle Pass, and up a little bit towards, all along the Gulf area, you'll have rain. You'll have a high heat warning, but there is going to be a small area of rain south of Houston with a little bit of flooding there along the coast, so be advised of that right around Galveston. And over into New Orleans again, we got the high temperatures over there. Lake Pontchartrain is up to its maximum level because of all the rain they've been having with the thunderstorms during the daytime, so be careful there. And that's what we're looking at. Kyle, tell us about the pile on Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget you can find out all about the great amenities for truckers and travelers and RVers at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find the location nearest you, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and now let's go up, and I think we've got Denise Simon on the line here, so let's go up and see if we do. Good morning. Is that you?
That's me. Good
yes,
morning.
Yes, it is. I hear the breeze blowing in my ear. Okay, well, we're going to definitely get into talking about what transpired last night in Georgia, but we're not going to do it yet because we don't have enough time to do it justice. But I will say that certainly one of the things that we're watching is Russia, because once again in Alaska, the Russian military planes, and there was a big old bomber that was detected and tracked coming into Alaskan airspace, and they went in there and chased it out of the area.
Yep.
Kind of like
get away with it.
Kind of like an everyday deal. It was one of those big bear bombers. I noticed that.
Well, they get away with it, don't they?
Well, they can because we got a weak leader.
That's right.
And he's instead of being concerned about the people of Maui, when he gets asked about what do you think about what's going on in Maui, he goes, "I have no comment."
Remarkable. And the people of Maui, the people of Hawaii should be heartbroken,
livid.
Angry, and disgusted.
Livid. Yes. I would be livid. I would never vote for another Democrat if I was in Hawaii for as long as I live because my president didn't care enough about the people that had been killed and the people that are missing and the devastation and destruction. I would be livid.
Well, I think they are, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. We'll see, because we weren't in charge of the mess. They were.
Exactly.
Yep, and it's proven again how inept some of these folks can be. It's terrible, because I hate talking that way, but, you know, somebody's got to speak up and say, "Hey, man, you got this wrong. You've got to put people in these positions that know what they're doing instead of just sticking somebody in there because they voted for Sally the last time around or whatever."
It's really terrifying where we are in this country.
Yep.
And, you know, I keep hearing these pundits say that, you know, we're about to be in a constitutional crisis. I would argue we are in one.
Yeah. I would agree with you. All right, hold that thought. Kyle, you hang on there. Folks, you're coming back with the top of the hour news and all that good stuff. And your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and do some commercials. And we will be back right after that news with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.